You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen, I wanted one of those two guys because obviously it's instant power tool, but, you know, is it bust after that? Like, you know, there's still some players here that you can add. You don't have that elite tool of power. Those are those two guys. The other guy is Gino Suarez. I'm not a big fan, to be honest with you. I know he's got potential, but it's not consistent. There's a ton of strikeouts. He doesn't play a position. So for me now, I just sort of look back to, I want Alex Bregman. You know, I want defense. I want contact. I want 20 to 25 home run potential. I want to find the same thing at first and go from there.
That was Lou Maloney with us yesterday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Ooh.
Before he boarded a plane, flew back home, left the warmth for the cold.
Came home, gave his wife a hug, a high five to his son, and probably had about 8 ounces of Crown Royal.
And that's okay. But Fitzy, we were emotional yesterday. The news broke of Pete Alonso shortly before we went on the air, kind of threw a wrench in our show, and I think had us all just sort of reacting on the fly emotionally. Okay.
Uh-huh.
24 hours later, how are we feeling about the same situation with the Boston Red Sox leaving the winter meetings with no big bat? Pete Alonso has a job. Kyle Schwarber has a job. And they're trying to find new creative ways or what have it to fill their needs.
You know, our reactions did not fall upon deaf ears, as it seems like a lot of people were happy that we were frustrated and emotional and sort of, you know, rode sidecar to how we felt, especially about Pete Alonso. And I'm not going to back down off of that. And I'm still frustrated by it because I still think he would have been perfect in a green monster uniform. That said, there are ways. I'm not going to worry about them mitigating the PR damage. There are ways to still improve this baseball team. It's just that free agency doesn't cost assets. Free agency doesn't cost players. Free agency doesn't cost prospects. So sure, you're going to have to overpay. As many people have always, you know, if you're unwilling to overpay in free agency, then you're guaranteed to lose free agency and finish third. They can trade for guys. They can make some moves. It's just the guys that we were all so enamored of. And, you know, what do we know? You can probably fill the Charles with what we don't know compared to some of the greater baseball minds. There's guys out there to get. But, boy, they seem to be way behind, especially in a hyper-competitive AL East.
Yeah, they're talking about getting creative now, and we'll get to some of those reports in a little bit.
Why get creative? Just get obvious.
Right, just get a paycheck. Just get a check, really? And write it out. Actually, as you said, it's not even checks anymore. Type it into a computer, you know, okay, the direct deposit, move on.
Venmo, ACH, Zelle, whatever.
But I do want to go to a couple things from Twitter today, and I thought this was a really, really interesting Rob Bradford tweet. Earlier this morning, he actually retweeted something that Andrew Friedman, the GM of the Dodgers, said in 2016.
Yes.
2016. Yes. So 9 years ago, Bradfoe retweeted it this morning and says 9 years later, it still hits. And this is the quote from Dodgers GM or whatever his fancy title is, Andrew Friedman. If you are always rational about every free agent, you will finish third on every free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that feel like that describes the Red Sox perfectly in free agency?
Ding, ding, ding. Absolutely, it does. You know, what was some of the backfire we heard yesterday regarding the Red Sox and Pete Alonso? Oh, the Red Sox are concerned about his age. He's younger than Bregman, who's the poster boy for your offseason desires last year and this year as well. Look, Pete Alonso is not going to remind anybody, you know, of Wally Joyner or Doug Minkiewicz with his glove anytime soon. You know, he's not the best defensive first baseman. Neither was Schwarbs. Guess what? Don't care. You know what they're really good at doing? Hitting the ball out the ballpark, which not anyone else on your roster is really good at to their tune. I don't think you may not even get half as many home runs. And if they're banking on Story again this year, that was like the first year he played in his Red Sox contract that resembled a complete season, 80.
So the Alonso age thing kind of annoyed me because it felt like somebody was just scrambling and said, like, just tell him we were worried about his age. Like, make something up on the fly. And then people are like, wait, he's not really that old. What are you talking about? And it's like, well, we don't really have anything else because the next thing we'll have to tell him we didn't want to spend the money. And we can't tell him we didn't want to spend the money. So circle back around to the age thing. And, you know, Suarez, old, right? Bregman, old. There's guys that are old that now feel like they're part of plan B, older than what we all thought should be plan A. The other thing I wanted to go to on Twitter, Fitzy, is I use this. I wanted to wait intentionally. I didn't put up a poll yesterday because I wanted, you know, everybody to have a chance to really.
The flames of passion to dissipate
yes.
a bit.
Yes.
And if I may also, to your ageism litany right there, I'd like to also add Ketel Marte, older than Pete Alonso.
And may or may not be liked by people that play on his own team, depending on who you believe and the situations you look into. So our poll today, WEEI Afternoons at Jumbo Heart. Red Sox fans, what word would you use to describe Boston's failure to add Pete Alonso or another big bat so far this offseason? Fitzy, the options I gave were predictable, embarrassing, unfortunate, or other, and reply with the word. And do you know what is leading in the clubhouse very, very strongly?
Predictable with like 57%.
Yeah, 58% predictable.
Yes.
32% embarrassing. So
they were with us. It was predictable and embarrassing.
And then only 8% said unfortunate, and there were just a few replies, nothing else. These words seem to cover how everybody was feeling. And I can't call it predictable, so I guess I'd have to vote embarrassing, because if I called it predictable, it would fly in the face of everything I thought they were building toward and everything I have said for months, because I thought they were picking up where they left off last offseason, picking up where they left off in the playoffs.
You took the cheese again, Hart.
So I certainly didn't see it as predictable. The 203 says, I hate it when sports executives use the word creative. It implies there was never a plan B and no confidence. That's a great point. Was there not a plan B? And if plan A was to have a low.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Lower offer in less years to Pete Alonso than what the market was dictating, you probably should have had not only a plan B, maybe a C, maybe a D as well. Uh-huh. So the fact that they have to fly back to Boston and get creative is concerning to me. And we had that one caller yesterday that liked the season's over. I forgot how he exactly.
Oh, yeah, he was already done in December before it even turned to 2026.
Is he wrong? Is there reason for people to still feel that
way? It's embarrassing. I'm distraught right now.
Yeah, embarrassing, and he's distraught. Is he wrong to feel that way when you look at what the... There was a tweet that went out last night that says the Orioles might have the best lineup in baseball now that they added Pete Alonso to the mix of young players and what they already had. That's in your division, and so are the defending AL champions in your division. And I know the Yankees also haven't done anything, but do we really think the Yankees are going to make it through the winter without doing anything?
No, we do not. No, not in any way, shape, or form. Only you would only guess that if you had not paid attention to the New York Yankees or baseball for the last 50 years.
Right. And they're going to do something. So they're not going to get Alonso. They actually worry me so much, you never know with them. Could they just swoop in and say, oh, we didn't get Alonso or Schwarber. Maybe we'll get Kyle Tucker. Like, they could do anything.
We'll just overwhelm the Dodgers offer and get Skubal, and then we'll just go pitch. We'll just go with, because don't forget, they're also going to get the righty. See, old man moment. The righty with the bad forearm who missed all of last year, who Devers owned.
Rendon.
No, he was out with Tommy John last year. Dan Ball, you're young, you're new bio.
Garrett
fresh.
Cole.
Garrett Cole. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Fitzy.
Oh, that's all you got in the Garrett Cole situation?
No, that's it. They're getting, like, you added Max Fried and Garrett Cole. If you trade for Skubal, look at that. That's a nice 1-2-3 you got right there.
So the text line is not happy, I can tell you. 617-779-7937. Mostly Red Sox, mostly reaction. We have the 603 saying sucky and pathetic. We have the 508 saying they flew back with their collective tails between their legs. Do you think the Red Sox are surprised that they're flying back without a bat?
Yes.
How can they be?
It sounds to me, according to what was published in the Globe yesterday, that Breslow was kind of surprised that whatever offer or offers they floated out there weren't taken. I just want to know, do they believe, or is there some sort of institutional assumption that, hey, we're the Red Sox, so, you know, if we make an offer, you're going to want to come play for us. Marquee franchise. We were in the playoffs last year. Roman Anthony. Hey now, come on over.
So like, they...
Really?
But how can they be surprised when they reportedly didn't make an offer to Schwarber? So, okay, one guy, you didn't even try. You didn't make an offer. Okay. And the other guy, you made an offer that was reportedly much lower in terms of money and years.
Mm-hmm.
If you do those two things,
mm-hmm.
how can you be surprised you didn't land the two biggest bats in free agency?
That's a great question. That is legitimate. It's actually not a great question. It's a great question for our purposes, but it's a bit rhetorical in their capacity because it really doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah, offer less money, offer fewer years in free agency when someone has the top agent, the most money-hungry agent in all four North American major sports. What do you think's going to happen, guys?
So do you believe in this path towards a successful offseason still? Because that's that question that I still struggle with. Like, all these pivot points and these reports, and we'll get into some of those next year on WEEI Afternoons. There's some names out there. We've talked about some of them. Ketel Marte, we've been talking about for a while now. There's some new names, Suarez, as Lou brings up, all these things. And it's like, okay, how old is he? Where does he fit? Are his best years behind him? What does he cost in a trade? Like, all those
are going to be... Clubhouse guy, good vibes last year. Don't want to upset that.
Clubhouse, all of those things. Is there still a path to a successful offseason? And I don't say that with, like, you know, the sky is falling negativity. It's a serious question. Given what's available on the market and what you appear willing to do financially and prospect-wise, is there still a path towards a successful offseason?
Yes.
Oh.
It's just going to take a lot more work, and you're going to have to be willing to get uncomfortable. You could have just gotten uncomfortable one way, and that was with parting with a lot of John Henry and Fenway Sports Group's money. Now you're going to potentially have to get uncomfortable twice, as in parting with Fenway Sports Group's money and parting with players, major league players, and or prospects in your organization to acquire the players you will need to have a successful offseason.
And I also feel like it's going to take, and this is probably not something they would bring into the calculus, because I don't think their computers and their models do that, some luck. I think there's going to be need to be some luck for this to be a good offseason for the Boston Red Sox. Doesn't mean it won't happen. I think there was some good fortune and luck. I said it yesterday with the Patriots, right?
Luck vis-a-vis, like, as in...
I don't know. I don't know exactly. That's the thing about luck. I'm not sure exactly how you predict it and expect it, but Chris Godwin, Stephon Diggs type luck, or Milton Williams is the perfect fit when you...
Missing out on Alonzo, but getting... But trading for Tatis, and Tatis has career year,
right.
Alonzo... pulls up lame and make.
Or Ketel Marte arrives and he's like, I didn't hate, you know, I hated my teammates there. Here, I love the city, or whatever. I don't know what
the luck
is.
Give me the Wally head. I want a laundry cart ride.
Right.
I love this place.
I just feel like there's going to...
Meet me at Kowloon.
At this point, you could have bought an offseason, which is a traditional approach. It's also been flawed in years, right? A couple years ago, the Mets did it, and then they were tearing it down by the trade deadline. So, you know, spending the money isn't a guarantee. But it is a more traditional path to success in the offseason in Major League Baseball. I think they're going to need to, A, get more creative, as they said, which I don't love. They're going to need to get more creative, and they're also probably going to need to get luckier. Because Pete Alonso averages nearly 40 home runs a year. Like, there's not a lot of luck involved. You're buying a bat that hits 40 home runs. That's what you're actually doing. Whereas now, you're going to be taking on something that has, oh, potential or might fit or could play this position. All right, let's get into some of those names up next, Fitzy. 617-779-7937. Which player or players do you want the Red Sox to pivot to? Is it Bregman plus one? Is Bregman the big bat? Is Bregman the big name that we're counting on them to bring back? And then you're just complementing that with other supplementary pieces. 617-779-7937. Trying to figure out the pivot and the creativity that is Craig Breslow and the Boston Red Sox. That's next here on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.